S-A-N-F-O-R-D, period. I would now like to do my imitation of the Ink Spots. And here it is. If I didn't care.
If I didn't care.
More than words can say.
More than words can
if
say.
If I didn't care.
I didn't care.
Would I feel
Honey Child,
this
Honey
way.
Cole, Charlie Atkin, and Honey
would
Love.
I be sure that this
Honey do.
Is love?
Honey do Melon.
Come Would all this be true?
Would all this be
if
true,
I
darling?
Didn't care
if I didn't care
for you.
See, what are you doing playing with this tape recorder? You're supposed to be cleaning it and polishing it so we can sell it.
I'm not playing with it. I'm just testing it out.
You're just wearing it out. And where's my breakfast? It should have been ready 15 minutes ago. See, don't tell me that's my breakfast burning over there while you're sitting here playing with this tape recorder.
No, this is not your breakfast burning. This is my breakfast. Your breakfast burned 15 minutes ago. I'll have your breakfast ready in a minute.
Never mind, I'll get my own breakfast.
Get out of that refrigerator. You're gonna mess the thing up.
Well, I just want to get something to eat.
Well, if you want something, I'll get it for you. This is my refrigerator, and I don't want nobody messing it. This is my kitchen, and I don't want nobody messing around here either.
Well, I'm not just anybody. I bought half the food in there.
Well, I coordinated all the food in there. I know just where everything is. Look at that, you messed up already. You got the gravy where the milk ought to be.
Well, what's the difference?
Ask me what's the difference late one night when you be standing here drinking a glass of gravy.
I'm going to Julio's and have my breakfast.
What do you mean you're going to Julio's and have breakfast?
Well, his mother will have breakfast on the table and she won't be fooling around with a tape recorder.
You can't eat that kind of food. All she cooks is Puerto Rican food.
So?
So you can't eat it Puerto Rican food. You're American.
Why not?
Because you ain't had your shots yet.
Do you know what you're talking about?
Son, come here. Let me tell you something. Now, if the Lord had intended for you to eat Puerto Rican food, he'd have lined your stomach with Pepto-Bismol.
I don't have time to stand around.
Wait a minute. Just sit on down, son. Eat some cereal. Wait a minute. I'll get some cereal for you. Listen, and besides, what's the big rush?
Well, I'm in a hurry because I got a lot of work to do today.
A lot of work.
That's right.
What's so different about today?
Well, Julio and I got a little business deal that we're working on together.
Julio and you got a business deal.
Correct.
Only business they know is passing out them south of the border jolly joints.
Do you want to hear about this or not?
Okay.
Well, what it is that, see, Julio's been bringing in a lot of tires lately, and I've been bringing in a lot of used automobile parts. And we're going to combine our resources and specialize in selling used auto parts. It'll be like a sideline business.
This is your business. Sanford and Son, this is both our business.
Pop, we'll still have this business.
Listen, but I built this empire for you. And I even named it after you. And Son.
I know.
Listen, what you gonna name your business? Have you decided yet? Is it gonna be Julio and Son or Son and Fuentes? I tell you what you should call it. Julio and Damn Julio.
Now, would you stop that and listen to me? Now, we still have Sanford and Son. It's just that Julio and I are forming a little partnership that might pay off for us in the future.
Well, go ahead. I won't be around much longer.
Pop, all Julio and I are gonna do is sell some used auto parts. Now, it's no big deal.
Hey, Lamont, you ready, man?
Yeah, I'll be right there, Julio.
Well, listen, son, see what you just said? I'll be right there. Yeah, you'll be right there, and I'll be right here. Wait a minute. I'll be right here, you know, abandoned, alone, dead in the junkyard at the tender age of 66. A man in his prime, going through, finished. Kaput. 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 What a waste.
Are you finished?
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
And my arthritis.
Hey, who are you?
Lamont, ready, man? Hey, yeah. Mr. Sanford. Hey, did Lamont tell you the good news, man?
No, he told me you and him was going in business together.
That's the good news. Lamont and I are gonna make a great team, man, because Lamont has a sharp eye and a strong back.
Yeah, and Julio's got quick brains and good hands.
Yeah.
Yeah, and y'all both put them together, and you're gonna both lose your...
Pop! Hey, what's the matter, Mr. Sanford? I mean, sounds like you don't care for this idea.
El correcto.
But why, man? It's gonna be very successful, man. We're gonna make mucho money. We're both gonna work very hard, man.
Yeah.
You see, selling the parts is just the start. Later on, we're going to get into the automotive repair business because I'm a good mechanic.
Who said you were a good mechanic?
All my friends.
All your friends?
Yeah.
What does he know?
Oh, man, I got a lot of friends, and I fix all their cars.
Yeah, Puerto Rican cars, but you don't know nothing about American cars.
What are you talking about? There's no such thing as a Puerto Rican car. Now, what's a Puerto Rican car?
Same as a Mexican car. It won't start.
I'm so glad you have not left yet. Here, take this.
Ay, mami, you didn't forget the sandwiches for lunch. Gracias, mamacita. Besito, cara de paca.
I knew you would get hungry later. Buenos dias, Mr. Sanford.
And bony knees to you, too. Oh, here comes the rest of the family. Back off, you beast.
Ven paca, chico, caray. Ven paca. Mira, tengo tuyo. How did you get loose?
Hey, if he answers that, ask him, what's the capital of South Dakota?
Come, Chico, we will take him home.
You better be careful, because he's dangerous at both ends. There they are, the four new business partners. Fuentes, Fuentes, Chico, and Dumbo.
Come on in, Julio. I'll get us a couple of beers before we have some.
Oh, that's great, man.
Hey, Pop, I'm home. Are you in here?
Hey, Lamont.
Huh?
Here's a note for you, man.
What? Please turn on the tape recorder, your father, Fred Sanford. Okay.
Dear son, this is your father speaking. You still remember me, don't you? The one with the weak heart and a bad case of arthritis. Even though I never let that interfere with cooking your breakfast every morning or... coordinating all this stuff so it would all belong to you when I'm gone. And now I'm gone, and all this belongs to you. This is goodbye.
Oh, man.
You'll never see me again. Because I don't want to stand in your way. You got to live your own life. And if you want to live it without me, that's okay. So I'm just going to say my last farewell. Farewell. Excuse me. That was me blowing my nose. I can wipe the tears from my eyes as I talk, but I can't hardly blow my nose at the same time. It won't be long now before I'll be with your mother up in that big salvage yard in the sky while you down here trying to sell used cars with a Puerto Rican. And I just want to wish you luck, because when you go in business with a Puerto Rican, you're going to need all the luck you can get. I'll just sign off now and say goodbye, and God bless you, son. And don't bother looking for me, because I'm going for good. P.S. You can have these tapes for your own private use, but keep them in your custody and do not release them to anybody, because somebody might misinterpret them, and that would threaten the security of our junkyard.
Hey, man, that's terrible.
Sure is. Well, let's get something to eat, Julio.
Hey, what are you talking about? Get something to eat, man, after you hear that? Man, your father just said he has left you for good.
Hey, that's a bunch of baloney. Every time he wants to get his own way, he pulls a stunt like that. Now, he's probably down at the bar someplace drinking, and he thinks I'm going to sit alone here at home and worry about him, but I'm not. Let's go eat.
You mean he would lie to you, man?
El correcto.
Okay, man, if you think it's nothing serious, but I'll tell you, man, that scares me.
Oh, hi, Grady. Come on in.
Hi,
Lamont.
Hey.
Julio. Julio.
Yeah.
Grady, Pop's not here right now.
Yeah, I know. I came by to pick up his Bible.
Pick up his Bible? What for?
He said he needs it for his meal ticket in eternity.
Okay, Grady, what bar is he at?
Oh, he's not at a bar, Lamont. He moved out.
He did not.
Yes, he did. Just look around.
Oh, what is
he this? Moved he out.
Really did, huh?
Yeah.
Hey, his coat and suitcase is gone.
He moved out. That's what he told me he was going to do. Look in the bathroom. If his Pluto water's gone, he's gone.
Say, all his things are gone. He moved out.
I told you. He moved out.
All right, Grady, where is he?
I don't know. He moved out.
Grady, you're not telling the truth. Pop told me that every time you stutter, that means you're not telling the truth.
Who
telling a lie?
He moved out.
Well, you must know something. You came here to pick up his Bible. Now, you gotta know something.
Well, maybe I do, but I can't tell.
And why not?
I took a solemn oath on the Bible.
How could you take an oath on the Bible when the Bible is still here?
Well, that's not the only Bible. There was a Bible at Mercy Mission on Main Street.
Is that where he's at, the Mercy Mission on Main Street?
I took a solemn oath on the Bible that I wouldn't tell you that he's at the Mercy Mission on Main Street. 349 West Main. The northwest corner.
So that's where he's at. The Mercy Mission on Main Street.
I'll never tell.
He actually moved out, Julio. He split. And of all the places for him to go, he's in a flop house. Can you dig that? He's in a flop house.
P.S. again. Bye, dummy.
Sanford, yeah, we got a Sanford. Come this way. Checked in this afternoon. Seems like a nice old man. Too bad people have to grow old, useless, and unwanted. Know what I mean?
Yeah.
Nobody cares about them except us. And we even don't care about them unless they can come up with 50 cents a day.
I thought it was 35.
That's without a pillow. Hey, Sanford, you got company.
Thanks a lot.
Lamont, that's our associate director. How'd you know I was here?
Grady told me. What are you trying to pull, Pop?
Grady swore on the Bible right here in the mission that he wasn't gonna tell nobody. What took you so long?
Pop, would you knock this off now? Come on, let's go home.
Home? This is home. Ever since I got kicked out of my own place.
Now, nobody's forcing you to stay in a 50-cent-a-night flop house.
35 cent without a pillow. Excuse me a minute. He was a big man in Washington, D.C. before that stuff started. I could be in one of them 25 cent places, but I pay my own way. Because I don't want people to think that I'm cheap. I may be old, but I'm still full of pride.
You're full of something, all right. Just how long do you plan on staying here?
Well, at 35 cents a night, I got 200 bucks. Now, at 35 cents a night, that's 75 goes in 22 full time. Carry the one. Divided by six. Now, I can be here almost 2 years.
And then what?
Then they kick me out of the street. Then nobody sees me for a real long time. And I'll be known as the Howard Hughes of Watts.
You know, you are one stubborn old man. You know that?
That's the dinner bell.
Hey, you guys want to eat? Then get your plates and let's go. Your hors d'oeuvres is getting cold.
See, he's our chef and maitre d' too. See, we also have wine with our dinner. See, this is a special blend that they fix here. It's Manischewitz and Ripple. We call it Manischipple.
You should see the place he's staying in, Julio. It's disgusting.
Hey, man, you should not leave your father in such a place.
What am I supposed to do, man? He doesn't want to come home.
Well, maybe if you apologize, man. And look, tell him our partnership is dissolved. Maybe he'll come back.
I'm not gonna do that. That's exactly what he wants me to do. If I did that, Julio, I'd never hear the end of it.
Jeez, man, you are both so stubborn. I'll tell you something, man. If that was my father in a place like that, I would give in and apologize.
If that was your father in a place like that, so would I, because I wouldn't have to live with him afterwards.
Lamont!
Oh, hello there, Miss Fuentes.
Lamont, did your father come back yet?
No, he's still at the mission.
That is too bad. I had such a special dinner tonight I was going to cook for him, especially for him. Pata de puerco a la Puerto Rico.
Oh, man, that's Puerto Rican style pig's knuckles.
I never had Puerto Rican soul food before.
Oh, man.
That is because not many people will make it. You see, you need to have the pig's feet and the chicken and the pork and the sausages and the tomatoes, olives and onions. Oh, and many, many things.
Yeah, and all of it, man, goes in at the same time. Mm.
And before you are finished, every pot and pat you have is a mess. You are a mess. And the whole kitchen is a mess.
Everything.
That is why nobody will make it. Nobody can stand the mess.
Yeah, that's true.
But I'll tell you something, man. You taste it. I got a man. It's worth the mess, right, Mama?
I see.
Oh, man.
It is a shame we cannot have it.
Hey, Mrs. Fuentes, why don't you plan on making that meal after all?
But what do we have to celebrate?
My father's return. He'll be home tonight, I guarantee it. But listen, just one thing. I want you to cook it all in our kitchen, you know, with the pots and pans and the whole mess.
Honor thy father and thy mother. That thy days may be long upon this earth, which thy Lord thy God giveth thee. And Lamont, I didn't see you come in.
Hey, Pop, what you doing?
I just reading Ten Commandments. You know, it's better than the movie.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Don't sit down here yet. I try to kill them fellas. Let's sit down.
Hey, Pop, you know, I'm really glad to see you sitting here reading like that. That means that you're getting used to this place, and that's a good sign.
What do you mean, a good sign?
Well, it just goes to show you that this place is not as bad as I thought it was. Hey, this is a good bed, isn't it?
Are you kidding? This bed here is so full of bugs, I feel like I'm sleeping at the Watergate.
It's probably got some bad points, but it's got some good points too, Pop. I mean, I didn't see them the first time I was here, but now I do.
You do?
Well, at least you're not alone at night like you were when I would go out on a date. Remember how you always worried about burglars? Well, with all these dudes, you don't have to worry about that.
Hey, you see that guy laying there with the sheet on?
The fat dude?
Yeah, the fat dude. Now, last night when he came in, he got in bed with all his clothes on and woke up this morning, he didn't have on nothing but them socks and that derby.
Who would do such a thing?
That guy sleeping in the next bunk to him. See him?
Well, at least you got an empty cot next to you.
Yeah, poor guy. He was stabbed at the morning prayer service.
Well, at least you got all the things you need. You know, place to sleep, place to wash up, and good food to eat, right?
No, it ain't right. This bed is hard as ironing board. And you got to line up to get to the toilet. And the oatmeal is so runny, you have to suck it through a straw.
Well, a hard bed is good for your back. You'll save money on soap. And runny oatmeal is good for your teeth. But the most important thing, Pop, is that you're happy, because I am.
You are?
Oh, yeah. Well, at first, I wasn't happy with the new situation at home, but now everything's great.
What do you mean, new situation?
Well, that's what I came to tell you. That's the good news, Pop. See, now, I knew that you didn't want me to go on living in that great big house all by myself. So you know what I did? Mm-hmm. I invited Julio and his mother to come live with me.
Julio and his mother?
And Chico.
Listen, I should have known when those Puerto Ricans moved in the neighborhood, they wouldn't be satisfied until they were sitting in my front room.
Yeah. Well, I gotta run now. Oh, hey, Pop, do you know what Pata de Puerco Puerto Rican is?
No, but it sounds like something would grow on your neck if you didn't bathe right.
Pata de Puerco Puerto Rican is Puerto Rican-style pig knuckles.
Ain't no such thing in the world.
Sure there is. You cook it with chicken and sausage and onion and tomato and a whole bunch of stuff with it all cooking at the same time. The only thing about it is that it makes a mess. You know, you just mess up your whole kitchen, the pots and pans, but it's worth it.
But where they gonna cook this stuff?
I thought I told you. In our kitchen. Oh, Mrs. Fuentes loves our kitchen because we got more pots and pans and stuff to mess up, you know? Well, there goes your dinner bell. I gotta go have my dinner with the Fuentes's, Pop. Enjoy your oatmeal, here. You'll love this place.
Wait a minute.
You'll like it here.
Hey, Lamont.
Hello, Pop.
Wait a minute. Lamont. Oh, shut up.
Well, here he comes now.
Aquí viene, mami. Porque si nada está pasando, ¿sabes?
Ya, yo lo sé.
Ya tiene. Sí, pues.
Yeah. Pop, what a surprise, you're home.
Hello, Mr. Sanford.
Buenas noches, Mr. Sanford.
Yeah, bones and notches to you.
Hey, isn't this great? We were just getting ready to sit down and eat. Why don't you join us?
No, they're not in my house.
What do you mean, not in your house? Now, the Fuentes are my guests. I invited them. I can invite whoever I want.
Well, if you can invite anybody you want, I can invite anybody I want. I know I hold my kid, you do. Come on in.
Wait a minute. Tell me, you still cleaning them pots and pans?
Well, I gotta get them clean. Got my whole kitchen smelling. Go in there and smell it.
What?
Go ahead in the kitchen.
All right. I'll go in the kitchen.
Go and smell what's in there. I seen Kinky, see him get this stuff out of the pots. All this tomato sauce and rice and everything in here. This rice sticks to everything. And that odor. Got my whole kitchen smelling like Puerto Rico. Tough enough. Have people come down here.
Hey, Pop. You know what?
Huh?
That odor was not coming from your pots and pans. It was coming from in here. Mrs. Fuentes left us a pot of mofongo.
Mahugo?
Mofongo. It's a national Puerto Rican dish.
Well, listen, I know how to take care of this mofongo. Here's what you do. You go ahead and start loading the truck, and I'll go ahead and fix your breakfast, then I'll take care of this mofongo.
Okay, Papa, would you hurry up, please?
All right.
Just hurry up.
I'll take care of this stuff. Bring this stuff into your house.
Hey, Pop, would you hurry up? Where's my breakfast? What are you doing in there?
I'm digging grass in my fungo.
Sanford and Son is recorded on tape before a live studio audience.